supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Hidden in plain sight, a companion on the same sojourn as our Milky Way. Let's learn about this galactic discovery on Sky Talk with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, many are familiar with the adjacent Andromeda galaxy, but that's apparently not even our nearest galactic neighbor.
Oh no, indeed it isn't. The Andromeda galaxy, at 2.9 million light years away, is the most distant object visible to our unaided eye. It's a spiral galaxy very much like our own, and is relatively close, but it's not the closest by any means at all. In fact, there are other galaxies that are closer to us, most notably the large and small Magellanic Clouds visible in the southern sky, easily visible to the unaided eye as well, and they're on the order of 170,000 light years away, so that's not bad. However, as it turns out in that same region of the sky, it seems as if there's another galaxy that's hanging out there that we haven't been able to see before. It's one that has now been named Antlia 2. And Antlia 2, as it turns out, has been hiding behind the densest portion of our Milky Way galaxy's disk.
Still, amazing to consider that something the size of a galaxy can be obscured.
Well, yeah, that's true. And in this case, it's a very interesting kind of set of circumstances that makes that so. So while this galaxy itself, Antlia 2, actually is quite big. It's one-third the size of the Milky Way galaxy, equal in size to the large Magellanic Cloud. That's big. It turns out that this galaxy isn't very luminous. And so because it isn't very luminous, and it's also been hidden in this particular location, we haven't been able to sort of separate it out from the rest of the star field in that region. We do notice, though, that the way this galaxy is structured, it seems as though it's falling apart. It seems that the tidal forces created by our own much larger Milky Way galaxy are contributing to the breakdown of this galaxy. How long does it have? Unknown yet.
Let's come much closer to our neighborhood, a star a mere 6 light years away, with a traveling companion of its own.
Yes, indeed. This is the second closest star to our sun. This star is known as Barnard's star, and as you said, is only 6 light years away. The closest star to us, of course, is Proxima Centauri, at a distance of only 4.2 light years. This particular star, Barnard's star, is well known because its proximity, combined with its own motion, allows it to appear as if it's the fastest moving star we can see in our sky. But what makes it really significant today is the fact that we've been able to identify a planet that looks like it could be what's called a super-Earth orbiting Barnard's star.
What makes this one so super?
Well, it's 3 times the mass of our planet Earth. That's a really cool thing. It's about 40 million miles away from the star, which is actually, relative to our star, only a little bit farther away than the planet Mercury. The temperature there is about 275 degrees below zero, freezing, freezing cold. And the reason why probably is because of the difference in stars from ours to that one. That star is a red dwarf star, so it's much, much, much cooler than our sun is. So that can account for the reason why this particular planet is so cold.
And it certainly illustrates the need for so many variables to be so right, to be in a region where we could contemplate liquid water and such.
Yeah, that is a really good point, because as we look around the solar systems that we've been able to discover with the various new methods that we're using, we find that there's a tremendous amount of variability in where planets are placed in the solar systems. So identifying this planet in this position orbiting that red dwarf is another data point that we can use to help understand how solar systems form.
So again, because of its proximity, Barnard's star relatively streaks across the sky, but not to the extent of potentially the Leiden meteors we might see.
Oh, certainly not the Leiden meteors, and that's a really good example of things streaking across the sky. The Leiden meteor shower comes around every November around this weekend time, the 17th to the 18th, peaking around then with maybe a few of these meteors seen on either side. It's not a very prolific shower, 15 meteors per hour. That's just barely above the normal background. background rate of 10 meteors per hour. But there are two pieces that are significant about this shower. Number one, this is a very fast-moving stream. So that means its members, the largest ones of which are about a little under half an inch in size, they streak into the Earth's atmosphere at a speed of about 160,000 miles per hour. Incredibly fast. So you really can't blink or else you will miss them for sure. And then the other aspect about this shower that's really quite surprising and amazing is that every three or four decades or so, this particular shower turns into a storm, at which point as many as 1,000 per hour might be visible. And if we look down through history, we find that there are marked points throughout history when this shower has put on the most amazing display of any meteor shower ever seen.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us on Sky Talk each week at this time on WHYY.